It's a commentary. What? It's a commentary. Yeah. Hey guys, you're in for a treat. I think so. Well, this is a commentary for the episode Into the Woods. I haven't seen this episode. We're left off the last time in Buffy, where her mom was attacked by that weird thing that. Most disturbing alien-like monster creature thing, and Joyce thought she was going insane, but she wasn't, and Buffy was crying listening to samba music. So let us get prepared to watch the next episode, which is called again Into the Woods. So however you watch the episode, let's cue it up. Let's push play, let it run for a few seconds, then pause. Now let's rewind it to the beginning. So it's at 00:00. So for the next 42 minutes, let's get into the woods. So 3, 2, 1, and then we'll hit play. Aye, guys. Aye. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Previously on Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. Uh-oh, this looks like it's going to be a Riley-centric episode. All right, Joyce has gone in for surgery. And that's where we were left off. All right, here we go. There's Buffy, Riley, Dawn. Looks like they're waiting for Joyce to come out of surgery. It's 11:05. Charles comes in. Oh, and there's Xander and Willow. Or at least trying to comfort Buffy. Oh, here we go. Doctor's coming. Yep. How old is this again? 14? 13? Give us some good. All right, opening credits. Here we go. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Nicholas Brendon. Allison Hannigan. Mark Lucas. Emma Caulfield. Michelle Trachtenberg. James Marsters. And Anthony Stewart Head as Giles. Created by Joss Whedon. Yay! Joyce is gonna be fine, guys. Why do I not believe this doctor when he says she's gonna be fine? Xander Giles, hug it out. Donster. Can boink. Ew. To be tender. Ew. Really? Ugh. Oh, here we go. Disgusting, Riley. Ugh. Yeah, with all his vampire bites all over him. What's this song? We should Shazam it. Yeah, she cried all right. Uh-oh, she's out of the woods, but the episode's called Into the Woods. What's gonna happen? Oh, really? Do we need to see this? Can't we just leave it to the imagination? He does have a nice body. I shouldn't laugh. Her face looks so weird. Uh-oh. Who's that? Spike? Wishing he could be in there. No pun intended. Where are you going, Riley? For some vamp love now? Oh, yeah. It's like that's his heart thingy. I was like, what's that scar? Oh, Spike, what are you still doing there? That's a weird Spike. All right, Riley, where you going, bro? And you can't sense that Spike is two steps behind you? Why is he going to the vamp bar? And we're back at the hospital. Her hair's long enough she can pull her hair over the scar. Come on. She doesn't need a wig or a scarf. All right, so it looks like Joyce is back. She remembers what's going on. Don't take Riley for granted. I think Riley's going to turn into a vampire. I really do. He's going to do something really stupid. Yeah, they are spending time with the Lord. This is blasphemous. What about Riley? The Slayer, bitch. Oh, Spike. Sure, Spike. God. Uh-oh. Like a fucking crack fiend. Watch me. Ugh. So Riley's slumming in a crack house. Well, a vamp house. Because he needs vamp blood. Or, sorry, to get bit. Oh, God. Oh, Buffy. Oh, no, Riley. Uh-oh. Yeah, sure. Oh, damn. Oh, Spike. You're just causing problems. Kick his ass, Buffy. Riley would be super weak. He wouldn't be able to move. SOD. Spike. He's just causing problems. Hey man, she needs to figure it out somehow. But that's weird. Riley. Oh, look, the initiative's waiting for you. What's wrong with this guy's voice? Yeah, go to Belize, Riley. Just go. There's nothing for you here.
We're not government, we're army. Who's this guy?
Go, Riley. Go. Go to Belize. Go. No. You don't want Buffy anymore. You're too intimidated by her. Back at the magic shop. Ugh. Bathe. Please. Please stop. Exactly, Giles. Please stop. Oh, Buster's pissed. Vamp Nest. Yuck. Ugh, Buffy. Oh yeah, Glory. Whatever happened to her? Riley's there. Well, now that they know the Slayer's there. Exactly. Okay, Buffy, relax. No need to be so dramatic. We get it. All right, Spike. Oh. He just missed the heart on purpose or went under the arm. Plastic. Idiot. You are, Spike. That's true. Yeah. Riley, what's your problem? He wants to be a bad guy so badly because Buffy likes the bad boys. You know what? I'm going to give Riley some credit here. We make fun of him because he's so vanilla, but at least now they're giving him some depth. Mm-hmm.
at them sharing a drink. Because he gets to be with her when he feels empty inside. These two guys are pathetic. What guys sit around talking about girls like this? No guys. She does not know how to punch. All these people are just fornicating in Sunnydale. Gonna break up now. He just wants you to pay attention to him, Buffy. All right. This better be good. Buffy versus Dracula, that seemed like 1,000 years ago. Of course he doesn't get it, you dummy. Yeah, it is your fault, you fucking dummy. Ugh. What did you feel? Exactly. They needed you. No. That's right, Buffy. Uh-uh.
Because he just wants to be loved, Buffy. He's just a boy standing in front of a girl asking him to love her. Mm-hmm. He wants attention. He wants to be known that he's loved, Buffy. No. No. Exactly. Mm-mm. It's true. Mm-mm. It's yours, you dummy. Yep, just break it off. He's going to Belize. Peace out. See ya. Walk out the door, Riley. Walk out the door, Riley. Mm-hmm. Just go. You're going to feel more useful there, Riley. Go, Riley. Never. Why are you trying to pretend like you're getting angry now? Ugh, she annoys me to no end. Yes, go, Riley. You can't work it out. It's bigger than both of you. You can't live up to the Slayer. Yeah, he is. Let him go. He wants to feel it. He wants to feel like he's worth you punching out. Yeah, just go. She's not going to. All she has to say is, I love you. Look, she's walking out. What a fucking bitch. Ugh. Look, I don't even care if these two stay together or not. I really don't. Ugh. Uh-oh. Here we go. Fight time! Oh, she will. She can handle these fools. Fight time. You dummy, why would you grab a piece of wood? You know she's just gonna use it to stake you. All right. How many is that? 8 dusted?
Oh, you know you want to kill her the most. And she's going to let her go. God. There you go. What's Sander doing? Does he know? Yeah, Xander knows his friends. Well, Xander must know what it's like to be second fiddle. Yeah, he knows. Nobody needs to tell him. He did it for you. Is your decision. Yes. State Farm. Yes, Xander. Yes, Xander. Tell her. Don't turn it around on Xander, you stupid bitch. Look at Xander laying it all out. Yes. Preach, Xander, preach. I gotta find Riley. Go. Why did she need Xander to spell it out for her? Oh. Love is crazy. He's waiting by a helicopter looking for her. Oh, this is dumb. Are they going to start up the helicopter? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I really shouldn't. It's supposed to be dramatic. Oh. Riley thinks she doesn't love him. Riley! Just wait a few more seconds, Riley. Run, Buffy, run. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Look down, Riley. Look down, Riley! Oh, no. Turn around, Riley. Oh, no. Oh, Riley, no. This is so friggin' cheesy. Oh no, Buffy, what are you gonna do? Scour Central America looking for Riley? No. You dumb broad, you're gonna hang your head and walk home shamefully, knowing you made the biggest mistake ever. Oh, Xander. Xander's the best. Xander is the gosh darn best, isn't he, guys? Oh. Poor Buffy. What an emotional roller coaster. Mom's sick. Mom finally gets better. Love of her life. Drops the bomb on her. She's devastated again. Girl can't win. Oh. Buffy, Buffy, Buffy. Oh, man. That was a very powerful episode. I'm surprised. I really enjoyed that. As much as, like, I make fun of Buffy and as much as I, you know, we all make fun of Riley, that was pretty powerful. That was pretty powerful. I wonder if that's the end of Riley for a while. Maybe he'll come back in, like, another season or something. That was pretty deep. Very sad episode, guys. Brought me down. The one positive is Xander and what's her face? Why can't I think of her name right now? You know what I mean. Oh, Anya. That was a really, really weird episode. I thought it was actually pretty well done. The whole scene with Buffy and Riley, with them, with her fighting, that was kind of tense, man. But what I didn't like is that Xander had to spell it all out for her. But if he didn't, she wouldn't have run after him because she would have been stubborn and just done her Buffy thing. Man. All right. Well, I hope you liked it. We're going to discuss it now. So stay tuned because I'm pretty sure Lurio's going to release these back to back. Man. Good stuff, guys. Thanks for listening for the latest commentary. We'll do this again sometime, yeah? I love doing these. Namaste, guys. Thanks.